I think I found a new intro, a new like little audio intro for our next guest. If he's going to be on, you know, off this often, he should probably have his own intro. So for Jerry J-Man Joyner, host of the Weed and Whiskey podcast, tell me what you think about this. Do you approve of this being your new opener? This comes from the Ollie G Show.
We all know that it's called the bionic, the bomb, the puff, the blow, the black, the herb, the sensi, the chronic, the sweet Mary Jane, ganja, spliff, reefer, the bad, the Buddha, the homegrown, the ill, the Maui Maui, the method, pot, lethal, turbo, tie, shake, skunk, stress, wacky, weed, blaze, the boot, dime bag, Scooby-Doo, Bob, bogey, backyard boogie. But what is the other terms for it?
Welcome, J-Man. How's that work for you?
Well, you know, I like the simple old word weed, but every language in the world has a connotation to cannabis, which I think is pretty interesting.
Have you checked all the languages?
I have not.
Okay. I'd say, do you have a linguist hobby I need to know about? All right. So one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on today is because one of the questions that came up when the push for legal weed was actually making some progress and being legalized from state to state is that will this lead to an increase in car crashes? That was one of the long time reasons or excuses for weed prohibition. Well, it's a public safety issue. We can't have a bunch of stoners out behind the wheel of a car. So now that we've had a little bit of time to study it, what have we found?
Well, I think what we found, the most important thing, is we don't ever want harm to come to other people. So if you're driving a vehicle, avoid any of the D's. Don't drive drowsy, don't drive drugged, don't drive drunk, and don't drive distracted. But certainly more and more people are consuming cannabis in America today. And this Canadian survey shows that the blood test showed about just a slight amount more people had THC in their system than alcohol of the people that they tested at the emergency room that had been in an accident. And as I drilled down into the because I did read on this, the 70-page report from the National Drug Driving Study and the 42-page report from the Ontario Drug Driving Study, it was interesting to find out that 54% was the number that they used at first. So there's 38% of people out there that are on either an illegal or legal drug other than cannabis or alcohol. So all this led me to believe in James is, you know what, people use common sense. Don't be out there impaired on anything when you're driving.
Okay, so what's the worst case scenario? Like if you were to take this study in bad faith and try and twist it as bad as you can, what's the worst look you can get out of this study?
That 25% of car accidents are actually phone distractions that are causing these. And then we find out that people might have had a little booze in them. They might have had a little bit of weed in them. But again, an issue I think is important to look at is how long these things stay in your system. In other words, I could have legally smoked a joint in Nevada. I went to Las Vegas, smoked a joint. 2 weeks later, I'm in a car accident, and it shows I have THC in my system. So now I'm going to be listed as THC impaired, although there was nothing that was going to affect me personally. You know, I'm 50 years I've been using cannabis on a daily basis, and I don't do it anymore, but I've driven and smoked joints in the car. But a couple years back, a friend of mine that played for the Rangers here, Keone Keller, he came by and he brought me some Major League Baseball weed. I smoked a little bit of it. I told my wife, hey, you need to drive us home. I don't think I should drive on this. So people have to be able to police themselves some, but they won't. You know, millions and millions of Americans do something in their car that's dangerous to other people. And I think that, you know, that's a huge issue. And we're going to continue to see these numbers rise in all these areas until we can get the self-driving cars taking everybody around in Uber and Lyft, as long as those guys aren't drinking and smoking.
Right. As poorly as I asked the question, that was sort of the answer I was looking for, because one of the shortcomings in so many of these studies is even if you do establish a correlation, that's not the same as a causation. You know, they had it in their system. Does that mean it caused the crash or even contributed to it, or was it a non-factor and just a happenstance? And I haven't really seen any study breach that, but I don't know how they would.
Well, you know, they gather lots and lots of data here, and then depending on how they want their story to sway, there's differences in the University of British Columbia's 2024 drug driving study, different in the Ontario one, which was the 42-page, versus the 70-page that was all across Canada. So, you know, it's hard for us to surmise anything from any of these studies other than we've got issues in America. People, you know, they drive and they're texting, they're smoking, they're drinking, and that's dangerous to other people on the road. And I don't think that any of us want that to happen.
Can we just make Snoop Dogg drive a Honda and follow him around?
There you go. And it's a new thing called polydrug. I never even heard of that till today.
What's polydrug? Where you have more than one thing?
You hadn't heard that one either. That's either a combination of a legal drug and an illegal drug, or two legal drugs that interact with each other in a negative way, or two illegal drugs. So they've got this new term of poly. So we now have people that are on prescription medications that they may affect each other. They take one pill for one thing, one pill for another thing, and that could impair their driving.
Well, that means you have a poly drug show. Jerry J. Manjoyner from the Weed and Whiskey podcast. It's a poly drug show. Thank you. How do they find you? Just go to wherever they listen to podcasts, type in Weed and Whiskey?
Yeah, Weed and Whiskey. We're on Roku. Our TV show's on Roku. Spotify's our podcast, and we appreciate y'all having us on anytime.
Ooh, I want to see your TV show. Thank you very much. Again, Jerry J. Manjoyner.